together. I think of this as an evening where we're celebrating not one, but two, but three, several artistic forms all coming together. But in particular, tonight, we are celebrating music and architecture, and that is very exciting for me. I wanted to begin, we've got musicians coming in and out, and I wanted to begin by just briefly introducing this project a little bit and telling you what you're here hearing and seeing. This project is everything that you're seeing in the space in which you're sitting is what I really think of as it's an interdisciplinary, multifaceted project that I'm calling The Life of a Campus, Clark Buildings Then and Now. And it is based on the work of a variety of different kinds of students all across campus who have been working in various ways all year long about this. I ran a seminar last fall. I teach art history, and my art history students wrote a series of essays in this lovely publication here about the history of the campus, development of sort of the buildings, how they've been used, how things have changed over time. And their research is informing, is basically is presented on all of these large poster boards that you're seeing going around the space. In addition to the art history students, we had a variety of students in studio art and in screen studies who contributed to this project. The photographs and the drawings that you're seeing on the wall here and over here, and this great video montage that will be silently playing in the background during our event tonight. And I guess the other thing I would mention about the project is that we are seeing the first chapter of the campus and the third chapter of the campus, the second chapter of the campus with Goddard Library that everyone knows and loves, and many of the pieces tonight are inspired by Goddard. To see the information on that, I would encourage you to walk over to Dana Commons, which is just around the corner. You can pick up a postcard and get a clever campus map to walk over there. But the information about Dana, about the modern quads and Goddard Library is over in the Dana Commons space. So that's all of the visual stuff, but tonight I am so delighted to say that we are putting in place what to me feels like the culminating sort of final piece in this project, which is an evening of performances, compositions written by a group of, several of them are here and around the edges, you'll be meeting them all over the course of the evening, composition students who spent most of last semester composing pieces inspired by the buildings on campus. And so I'm really thrilled because basically what we are presenting here tonight is the world premiere of their music, and that is really exciting. And so as the program progresses this evening, you'll see all of the pieces listed obviously on the program. I have asked each of the composers to come up here and just tell us a little bit about what their piece is about, what was the either the building that inspired them or the episode or anecdote or event on campus that they're trying to capture. And I think one of the wonderful things that I'd like to encourage you to think about is just the many ways that architecture and music intersect. I think there are moments this evening where we'll hear things as varied as an aesthetic homage or an interest in capturing atmospheric effects, and also very much sort of an ode to the emotional experiences that buildings call forth in us and that can be captured so eloquently in music. And so there's a wonderful sort of dialogue that I hope will happen here about sort of the auditory and the visual, and what is sort of, how do these various art forms enhance the world and the experience of our life that we live in. And I guess the last thing I'd just like to say is that sort of to think about the kind of flow and character of the event this evening, I originally kind of billed this or thought of it to myself as a salon evening, meaning I want it to be a little less formal than a sort of an uptight recital where everyone's super stressed out and all of that. So I'm hoping that this can be a more of a casual back and forth and give and take. And so the composers are gonna speak. But if you have thoughts or responses after the piece of music, if you'd like to share them with the group, we'd love to hear them, or else, let those conversations unfold over the intermission and afterwards. So anyway, I just want to sort of introduce that as a possibility for a more informal back and forth dialogue this evening. So without further ado, I'd like to turn this over to John Blumhofer, whose class.